What my sister said was true within a year or two. Strange to say, I settled down in married life. Then my old gal and me were happy as could be. And when our work was over, I'll declare, we were never known to roam, but each night we'd stay at home and be seated in the old armchair. How they tittered, how they kept, how my brother and my sister left. When they heard the lawyers declare, Granny had willed to me the old armchair. One night the chair fell down, and I picked it up, I found that the seat had fallen out upon the floor. And there at my surprise, I held before my eyes notes containing £10,000 or more. Then my brother heard of this, of the following I'll confess, went furious mad with rage and tore his hair. And I only laughed at him and said unto him, Jim, don't you wish you had the old armchair? How they tittered, how they kept, how my brother and my sister left. When they heard the lawyer declare, Granny had willed to me the old armchair. When back the rowdy warlike band and carnies louder trumpet blew, young Edwin left his native land. Hey, drummer boy, oh, what to you? His mother, when his lips she pressed, and bid her noble son adieu, with ringing hands and aching breath, beheld him march for Waterloo. His mother, when his lips she pressed, and bid her noble son adieu, with ringing hands and aching breath, beheld him march for Waterloo. But he who knew no instant fear, his knapsack o'er his shoulder threw, and cried, dear mother, dry those tears. But he who knew no instant fear, his knapsack o'er his shoulder threw, and cried, dear mother, dry those tears, till I return from Waterloo. He went, but there the set of sun, before our arms of folks of blue, the flash of death, the murder done, had laid him low at Waterloo. The flesh of death, the murder done, had laid him low at Waterloo. Oh, come, as Edwin cried, while proud blood beamed his eyes of blue, go tell my mother Edwin died, a soldier's death at Waterloo. Go tell my mother Edwin died, a soldier's death at Waterloo.